Farming for food production is a demanding and financially challenging endeavor in Hawaii. That, according to Dean Okimoto, who owns and operates Nalo Farms and has been in the business for 34 years.
I farm 16 acres, which is actually considered a small farm. From the time I started growing Nalo greens in 1993 till now, I raised the price of Nalo greens $1. Of course, when I first started, I was making really good profits. And that's dwindled to virtually just about break even. And it's hard. Even raising that dollar, right off the bat, I lost 20% of my market.
Okimoto says the state must buy more agricultural land for long-term leases to farmers. It must also invest in irrigation, electricity, and food processing facilities to make farming financially viable. Economist Paul Brubaker completed a study for the Hawaii Crop Improvement Association. He says seed corn is valued at about $300 million in the state and has the greatest potential for future growth.
When my grandfather got his PhD in genetics at Minnesota in the 1920s, the average yields in American corn farming were about 25 bushels per acre. And my dad tells me that was about the same as they were in the classic Maya period 1,000 years earlier. Today we produce 175 or so bushels per acre. America produces 7 times as much corn per acre.
Brubaker says seed corn generates 1/4 of all agriculture revenue now that sugarcane is on its way out. Joshua Uehara from seed corn company Syngenta on Kauai says the industry is going through changes due to international price fluctuations, but shows great promise for Hawaii and the world.
Currently, we have about 850 million people who go to bed hungry every day, but it doesn't have to be that way. For the first time in history, we have sort of the technical capability to feed everyone in the world. But part of that challenge is getting people to understand what we're about and how do we grow the next generation of farmers who's going to take up that torch.
Uehara also says preserving Kauai's 100-year-old sugarcane irrigation system is crucial going forward. Joni Kamiya is an occupational therapist who moved back to Oahu to help with the family farm. She says raising papaya is dirty work with high overhead costs and a slim profit margin.
I go to the market and I look at how much apples are. $2.99. People buy it up. When papaya goes to $1.89, oh, that's so expensive. And I'm like, you can buy cherries for $6 and you complain about $1.89 for papaya? We got to put that into perspective. We talk about local foods and supporting local farmers. We got to really put our money where our mouth is.
The farmers agree that educating the public about farming is one of their biggest challenges. They also cite the lack of state support, with the Department of Agriculture annual budget set at 0.04% of the state's $18 billion total. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.